Peter was glad to see them go, for in the few days he'd been home, his brothers had been even nastier than before. Every day they had another comment about what it would be like for the kingdom if a humbug like him became its ruler. And to tell the truth, Peter wasn't all that sure that he would be able to run things as well as his father had, or even as his brothers might. As before, he was the last of the three to leave, and, as before, he didn't have the slightest idea of how he would win the contest, and, as before, he found himself at the house with the white cat. Peter didn't know if he had ridden there on purpose or if it was a coincidence. The white cat again invited him inside, and he sheepishly explained why he returned. "If you're willing to stay with me another year and care for me, I will help you as I did before," the cat said. Peter quickly agreed, and he spent the next year in much the same way that he had the year before. When the year had gone by, the cat reminded Peter that it was time to go home, but he was unwilling to leave, for he had not gathered any riches. "Take the chest you will find in the hall, and when your father asks you what you have brought, open it." Once again, Peter arrived last. When the king asked his sons to show what they had brought, Harry spilled out a chest of copper coins. He had gathered them by pretending to be a toll collector on a busy road. Carl had about the same amount of coins in his chest, but they were all silver. He had spent the year as a merchant, charging high prices for poor goods. The king turned to Peter. Peter opened the chest, and out poured a pile of gold coins.